So my name's Leanne Perkins. I am the daughter of Lawrence and Kim Tor. So I've got a couple of testimonies that I've just shared with Dad, and he's delighted and he wanted me to share them with you guys, and I think it's nice for you guys to hear it. So the other day I was taking Vinny to the doctors to get his ear checked, and everything turned out okay. And because he was so good in the doctors, I wanted to take him into the toy shop, but I chose to put him in the car because I wasn't 100% sure if I had the finances to get what he would have picked up. So I've gone in there, and on the shelf were the three trains that I knew he would really love, and they were £15 each. And I stood there for a little bit and I thought, can I really afford to buy these for him? But for me, it wasn't really could I afford it, it was he needed them for our lives to be better and for him to be blessed. So I stood in the queue, still a little bit worried about having to pay for them, and I've got my phone in my hand and I'm just flicking through. Next minute, my Halifax screen pops up and some money was sent to me from my dad, and I thought, oh, this ain't right, what's going on here? Next minute, I got a WhatsApp message, and it was from my dad saying that Katty wanted to bless Vinny with some money, and I've just put it in your bank. Well, I just stood there absolutely gobsmacked, because the timing of that was absolutely amazing. I was literally about to pay for these trains, worried about the money, but God come through Katty from my dad, and it just literally amazed me, and I just literally was so blessed to Katty for doing that for Vinny. Not only did she manage to bless Vinny, she blessed me as well, because I didn't have to worry about my financial situation because it was covered. And how blessed my dad was as well when I come home, and the smiles, and how much we talked about it. We couldn't stop talking about like the events that happened. It was amazing. So again, if you're listening to this, Katty, thank you so much. You really did bless my heart. And Vinny, for the last 2 days, has literally non-stop played with those trains. Vinny has toys, loads of toys, but those trains are the ones that he's totally addicted to them. So again, thank you so much. And then today, I mean, I was just here nearly crying, telling my dad about the situation, and he said to me, where is your heart at the moment? Like, what is your heart? What need is there in your heart right now? And I said, well, you should know that there is only one. And he said, money. And I said, no, it's not. I said, it's my baby boy. I said, there is things in my head that go round all the time, and I think, like, am I doing this right, am I doing that right, and I'm constantly doubting myself. Like, May is a wonderful child, but Vinny has extra needs that need attention, and with Vinny you just have to be more careful on the way that you do things. So he's healed, but I am currently going down the route of getting him tested for autism, because he does need things done differently, and you do need to act completely differently to him than you would Maya. So we are going down the autistic route, which isn't a problem. There's nothing wrong with autistic children, they're absolutely amazing people, but they just think differently. So us, as what people class as normal people, need to retrain our mind when it comes to dealing with those types of people. So we are going down the autistic route, and he will be assessed by the autism centre. But at the moment, he's going to nursery, and there is a special educational needs teacher there. And I haven't really spoke much to her. He started nursery in January. He's been in the toddler's room for the last couple of months, and his teacher, his main carer, said to me 2 weeks ago, we're going to trial Vinny going into preschool. And she was like a little bit upset. I was a little bit upset because they've gained this amazing bond. Anyway, so 2 weeks ago he went in for an hour. Last week he went in for 2 hours. And today he's gone in for 3 hours. And she said to me, she said, so from next week, Vinny will be going into preschool full time. So we're going to take him straight up there. And I looked at her and she looked at me and she started crying, because even though she'll still see him every day, she's not going to be caring for him, because he will be cared for by the Senko teacher up in preschool. So that blessed me, because that made me realise that my son has had a massive impact on her and her heart, and how much that showed was through her crying today. And even though it is upset, it is progress for Vinny and his transition in school and his learning. Anyway, the Senko teacher was stood there as well, and she said Vinny was up in preschool for 3 hours today, and Sarah, the lady that used to look after him downstairs, went to check on him 7 times, and then they both started laughing, and we just realised that she has got a little special bond with Vinny. But the Senko teacher, what my heart was stuck on Vinny was, when he actually goes to proper school, is he going to be classed as a naughty child because they don't understand that Vinny has extra additional needs? He's not special, but he just needs those additional needs and a different way of being approached. So that was my main concern, and I've said to my dad from the start, the only reason why I'm doing this is so that he is treated respectfully when he goes to school. Anyway, the Senko teacher, this is quite emotional for me now, so sorry if I do start crying, but the Senko teacher said to me today, she said, I would like to get a school educational plan up for Vinny so that when he transitions from nursery up to school, they understand Vinny's needs and what they need to do to help him. And she said, by me doing that, she said, we've got a long-winded process. We have forms to fill out, things to do, and eventually it will go to court, and I will have to... she will have to battle Vinny's case, answer their questions, and put forward a decent case for them to then agree to Vinny having that. Now, Dad said, I always had to fight for things. I didn't even have to fight for that because God had already put it in place. I never asked that woman to do that. She's offered me that off her own back. And I tell you what, that is such an amazing thing for me, because that was the one thing that always worried in my mind. Will he be treated differently when he goes to school? Will he be respected like the other children? And now this way, even if it comes back that he's not autistic, this way he will definitely, they'll actually be able to see that there are extra needs there, even if it's not autism, but they can see it because they're doing it, and we will win this and he will get this. So when he goes to school, everything's going to be amazing. And for me, that was a real big blessing, and I'm so happy, I'm so excited, and I'm just really looking forward to seeing what God has got in place for me and Vinny as the future goes on. And yeah, that's my short testimony, and I hope it blessed you, because I tell you what, I'm so blessed right now.
That's awesome.
I mean, ever since I was a young child, well, even when I was a baby in arms, my dad believed in God, and he believed in it strongly. He might not have done it the right way back there, but he's working it perfectly now. And he always brought us up to pray to God for our needs, to speak in tongues, even if it's just us on our own. I can remember when we were about 6 or 7, Dad was downstairs teaching a fellowship, and me and a few of the kids and my brothers were in the bedroom, and my dad came up to check on us, and we were all sat on the bed speaking in tongues, and he couldn't believe it. He was blown away that we were all up there doing our own little fellowship. And that was something that we always did. I mean, my friends from school, they used to come to fellowship, and we used to love singing and praying and listening to the Bible stories. And yeah, we just used to love that. And it's something that's always in my heart. I mean, I might not come to fellowship and I might not pick up the Bible every day, but that doesn't mean to say that I'm not a strong believer, because I am. I am God's daughter, and he looks after me just like he looks after any of you guys. And yeah, that's basically the truth of it all, is I am a believer. I'm a born again Christian, and I'm proud to say it. And anyone asks me what religion I am, I tell them that, and I'm not ashamed to say it either. So anyway, guys, God bless you all. I hope you enjoyed my testimony, and I hope you all have a blessed day. And until the next one, which won't be long.
Amen.